Taylor Swift, only male and female gender options on census form is a brutal erasure of trans people. By Hannah Blow on June 27, 2020. Pop superstar Taylor Swift added to her growing list of social justice grievances, telling millions of fans in an LGBTQ Pride video message that the two gender options on her census form, male and female, was so upsetting to me, the erasure of transgender and non-binary people. Swift added that fans obviously need to exercise their right to vote this year, specifically for candidates who care about all communities. We had a really good step forward recently with the Supreme Court ruling based on discrimination, based on sex, but we still have so far to go in terms of equality and protections for LGBTQ people and people in the trans community, the ME singer said in a video Friday featured on the Logo cable channel to commemorate Stonewall Day. Watch below. I got my census the other day and there were two choices for gender. There was male and female, and that erasure was so upsetting to me. The erasure of transgender and non-binary people, Taylor Swift said. However, the 2020 census form asks specifically for individuals to identify their sex, the term used to refer to the biological differences between males and females, rather than gender. Gender, gender identity, and sexual orientation, according to woke LGBT activists, celebrities, and politicians, can be far more expansive, including those who identify as pansexual, asexual, and two-spirit. When you don't collect information on a group of people, that means that you have every excuse in the world not to support them. When you don't collect data on a community, that's a really, really brutal way of dismissing them, the Grammy-winning artist said. Swift said fans obviously need to exercise their right to vote this year, because it is crucial to elect people who care about all communities. Continue fighting the good fight, she added. The Shake It Off singer experienced her public political awakening ahead of the 2018 midterm elections, smearing then-Representative Marsha Blackburn, RTN, as someone who would not protect women or the LGBT community. Blackburn's voting record in Congress appalls and terrifies me, she said in a social media post at the time. She voted against equal pay for women. She voted against the reauthorization of the Violence Against Women Act, which attempts to protect women from domestic violence, stalking, and date rape. She believes businesses have a right to refuse service to gay couples. She also believes they should not have the right to marry. These are not my Tennessee values. Watch below. Despite that, Blackburn went on to win her Senate race. But Swift has continued her smear campaign, referring to the senator as a homophobic racist. Swift, who has admitted her hopes of using her music to stoke political fires against sinister Republican policies, opted to depict opponents of the LGBT movement as bitter, toothless, uneducated rubes in a music video for her song, You Need to Calm Down. She has also, in recent weeks, accused President Trump of stoking the fires of white supremacy and warned that we will vote you out in November.